For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode with the Women in Tech Podcast with Ariana, me, your favorite host. For those of you, it's your first time tuning into this podcast. Thank you so much for clicking and listening to the Women in Tech Podcast with Ariana, where we talk about the latest news in technology, hear stories from guests and founders from all around the world. You know, our goal, again, I always say this, y'all, is to empower women with, you know, the inspiration and all that good stuff. But outside of inspiration, we want to provide tangible resources that can actually help you with your startup. That's really important for me because I think, you know, it's a lot of people out here talking about inspiring women and being in technology, but who's actually giving you tangible resources to help you move to the next level? And that's what this podcast is all about. Today, guys, this episode is actually going to be super random because I just kind of wanted to give an update about my life. I think a lot has changed in this last year since I first started this show, and y'all deserve an update about me and like all the dope stuff that I'm doing. And I'm trying to figure out where to begin. I mean, there's so many things. So the very first episode, so like the intro, I talked about how I founded a beauty tech company, Adora, which is a company where we essentially developed a cleaning method to upcycle secondhand cosmetics. And so we partner with, you know, all these beauty influencers, you know, across the country. You know, we buy products from them, resell them online and all high end for discounted prices. But you guys, I have actually put a hold on that company. Shocker. So last year I did this big business pitch competition, which y'all know about, where I was competing for $20,000 and I won. And I won with that company, Adora. But you know, sometimes y'all, life happens and ideas change and you have to pivot. And that's exactly what happened to me. And so that company, Adora Company, it still exists. We still accept orders and I deliver orders from Adora Company. But I've decided to put that company on hold. And I think you guys should know because there's a lot of other things going on in my life that are awesome. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it was nothing bad that happened with the company or anything like that. It's just that other businesses that I'm running are moving at an astronomical rate. And it just makes sense for me to focus on those things because, you know, when you're a business owner and you're a startup, you have to focus on what's actually bringing the most revenue. And so that's what I'm doing. And so to give you guys some specific updates, so I think it was March of this year is when I officially launched Huawei Technologies March of this year. So it's like the last week of March of 2019. And so pretty young startup, right? But that company, you guys, is growing so much. Like I'm having clients from all over the country. I'm looking into hiring two people part-time to work a certain amount of hours a week for me within this next month in November. I mean, we're just growing the amount of clients, the type of clients I'm getting are bigger contracts, more moolah, okay? More moolah. Now that moolah is going break back into the business, so your girl ain't driving in a Benz yet. But yeah, it's coming. And so Huawei Technologies is just growing super fast. So right now our services are website development and mobile app development. And next year, we're looking to launch into services for voice application development. So focus on like Google Home, voice applications for Alexa and all that type of stuff, but mainly focus around business solutions. And so I'm super excited for the launch of that next year. You know, the goal with Huawei Technologies for me, like right now, just to be straightforward with y'all, you know, we're doing with what makes money, right? So everyone wants an app, everyone wants a website, but really the goal of that company is to transform technology and not just transform, but to be at the forefront and the face of what the future of technology looks like for business owners and how to, you know, create better efficiency for these owners. And so that's why voice technology is, you know, one of the new industries that's going to be very applicable to all of our lives in the next 2-3 years. And so I want Huawei Technologies to be the leading face of that in West Michigan, in the state, in the country. Why not? Why not me? Why not Huawei Technologies? And so, yeah, I'm excited to launch those types of services next year. And so Huawei Technologies is growing, all that awesome stuff. But another thing, guys, and I have not talked about this at all, so y'all gonna be like, what? Why she ain't tell us? So it was June. I accepted a position as the CTO of a cannabis tech company, which is awesome. I am the co-founder and the CTO of a cannabis tech company called Delilah Can here in the Grand Rapids in Michigan area is where it's based. And so essentially what we've done in less than 6 months is we've developed a mobile application. The company is essentially like an Amazon style marketplace for local cannabis companies across the state of Michigan. And so we have in less than 6 months developed our mobile application, launched our web platform. We partnered with like 12 vendors in less than in a week. And this past weekend, we actually competed in the Forbes Under 30 Business Pitch Competition, where we were in Detroit, Michigan, and we were competing for $250,000 in funding and capital for the company. And, you know, my company, we did not win. But when I tell y'all, the people who were in that room, it was crazy. The investors we talked to, they were super inspired and excited to see how much progress that we made in such a short amount of time. And so that was super awesome and super encouraging, you know, because when you're a startup, it is hard to be a startup. Like it's, you know, we did a lot in less than 6 months. And, you know, my co-founder, Annie Young, and I, you know, we're super excited about the progress we made. We launched one of our first products. So y'all know how like Amazon has, we've essentially developed a Amazon style marketplace for cannabis based products across the state of Michigan, right? So we have all these different categories from like, oh, beauty, the pet stuff, to CBD oil and all that. And so we were thinking a couple weeks ago, we were like, hey, you know, when Amazon has product, Amazon has, you know, sometimes they have their own style of product. You know, they'll have like Amazon style, I don't know, paper, tissue, whatever. And so we decided to launch Delilah Can's own brand of product. The name of the company is Delilah Can. And so we developed these kits that contain materials for everything someone needs to roll a joint. And so we call them Delilah's Doobies. And so when I tell y'all, it was phenomenal. And I'm not even a smoker, y'all. Like none of my co-founders are. And which is probably good because we don't smoke our own supply. And if we did, maybe it'd be all gone. That was a pun, the joke. CeCe cracking up in here. She's laughing. Y'all know this, my producer, CeCe. CeCe, talk to me. And so, so which is dope, no pun intended. And so, or super, CeCe is cracking. Y'all, she's cracking up. So we developed these kits that is everything, you know, a person needs to roll a joint. And so y'all, in less than 6 hours, we launched this product at Forbes, right? Because we're like, okay, you know what? We need to validate the market. We need to prove to investors that this, you know, the market is validated. And so in less than 6 hours, we got over 100 orders, y'all, with some crazy profit margins. I'm not going to put that all out there because y'all don't need to know all that. Y'all don't need to know how much money I'm making. Your girl making some money. Okay. Well, all the money is going back into the business. So your girl really ain't making no money right now, but your girl making moves, and that's what matters, right? You got to invest it back so we can grow the company. But y'all, the amount of progress we made was just amazing. We had people coming back and just giving us so much phenomenal feedback. We learned a lot. You know, there were some phenomenal companies that we were competing in at Forbes this past weekend for the Forbes Under 30 Summit, but we did the thing, y'all. Like we really did the thing. And so yeah, that was an exciting experience, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, I've done so much this past year is crazy. You already know the podcast is in 8 countries. We're global, and, you know, in less than 12 months, which is phenomenal. We were featured on Medium as one of the top podcasts for women in entrepreneurship and business. And it's just like, it's just crazy. Women in technology and business. So it was just phenomenal. And yeah, so I'm trying to think, what other stuff have I done this year that y'all should know about? Oh yeah, I can publicly announce this now. This is like outside of tech, but this is a personal thing. I actually just joined and was accepted as a board member for the YMCA in the Greater Grand Rapids area. So that's super dope. I'm excited to be a part of that. So the YMCA is dope because they, you know, they focus on, you know, community involvement, especially around youth. And that's a really big deal for me. So for the past 2 years, I was a discipleship leader. Okay. So I had basically mentoring high school girls for the past couple of years. And, you know, I was really hurt because this is my first year not being able to mentor them, but I'm just glad to be able to serve in some capacity on, you know, with helping the youth. So I'm excited to announce that I'm an official YMCA board member for the Spartan Nash location in Grand Rapids. So shout out to the Spartan Nash location. Okay, because your girl is a board member. And I think I'm the only millennial on the board, which is pretty cool. So excited to bring that voice. And that's just something personal about me that I'm doing. Another update about me, what I'm doing. I founded a organization and am officially a board member of the organization now. Back in July, a company called the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild. And so y'all know, like, I'm really transparent about my perspective as a Black woman in America, you know, and the struggles and intersectionality of all those things, right? Whether in business, technology. And so one of my good friends, Danavia Moje, shout out to my girl, Danavia. We founded a organization called the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild, and essentially it is an advocacy resource nonprofit organization that focuses on making sure that Black and Brown communities and people within the cannabis industry, and if you're starting a business, that you have access to these resources. And so for me, it's a big deal to be a part of this, and I'm so excited that we decided to start this back in July, because, you know, as a Black woman who owns more than 30% of a cannabis tech company, it is a very big deal that I put my money where my mouth is and I'm helping people who look like me and who don't get out of prison. Let's be real. We all understand and know, and maybe some of you don't, about the war on drugs. I'll put some information about there, like maybe some articles and stuff for those of you. Maybe this is your first time hearing about the war on drugs and what does that mean, all that. So there are some articles immediately below. Click the link. You already know. And so, yeah, so it's just important for me as a Black woman in tech, and especially specific in the cannabis industry, to, you know, not just make millions of dollars off this company once it really, really launches off the ground, but how can I help other people who I know, like, who've been in the weeds and, like, you know, like, think about it. Like, this industry, so in the state of Michigan, cannabis just became legal a year ago, right? Like, so AKA a year and a half ago, people was getting locked up who look like me for doing what I'm about to be doing, you know? So it's important for me to, you know, stand behind an organization that is truly, you know, going to put their money where their mouth is and not just talking about social equity on their website, but putting money into the hands of people who are making a difference. And so we've committed a certain percentage of our proceeds to go to the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild to support their expungement efforts and for expungement resource fairs across the state of Michigan. And we'll also be funding or other organizations, but this is our first public partnership that we are announcing. And so I'm just excited to be a part of that. So a couple weeks ago, the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild, we had our first event. Over 400 people showed up, y'all. We planned for 120, and over 400 people showed up and showed out to have access to free expungement resources. So we partnered with Cooley Law School, which is a law school here in Grand Rapids. And shout out to Kamal Sandover, who's our lead lawyer for the event. He is amazing. And they helped and they sponsored and helped to change the lives of over 400 people, y'all, like in a weekend, in a day, in 4 hours. And so it was just amazing to be a part of that experience. And I'm proud to say that I'm a co-founder of that organization and proud to say that I, you know, had that type of impact locally here in Grand Rapids. And I will continue to shoot to have that impact across the nation. So that was just awesome. Other update. I'm going to Afrotech. I think a couple episodes ago, I said I wasn't going to Afrotech, but your girl is going to Afrotech. So if y'all gonna be there, hit your sis up, okay? Y'all know me. Click the link below if you want to connect with me. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook and shoot me a DM. Like, if you're gonna be in Afrotech, let's connect. I'll also be at Microsoft Ignite next week. So Microsoft Ignite. So I'm in Orlando the 3rd through the, let me look at my calendar. I'm in Orlando the 3rd through the 8th. And that's for Microsoft Ignite. And then I am in Oakland for Afrotech the 8th through the 10th. So that morning I have to leave Orlando and I'll be at Afrotech in Oakland. So I'm super excited. So if you guys are going to be there, come on, let's connect. I'm also going to try to do some recordings and stuff out there, because there's going to be some phenomenal people of color in that space who I won't be able to access all the time. And so I'm going to try to do some on-site interviews. Some of them maybe 15 minutes, 5 minutes. Maybe your girl Morgan Devine may give me some time to talk to her. You know, that's my girl. I'm always talking about her. Founder of Blavity and Afrotech. So yeah, I'm super excited for that experience, y'all. I'm just like taking life a day at a time. People are asking, how do you do it? How are you doing all this stuff? And, you know, honestly, I just feel, when you feel so fulfilled, like, I just feel like every day I wake up, I'm like, oh wow, I'm doing something that I'm excited to do and everybody else doesn't get the opportunity. So I just take it with, you know, I just walk in gratitude and gratefulness, and so that fuels my energy for real. But yeah, y'all, that's some of the updates. I mean, just doing a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I have a dope co-founder for my cannabis tech company. Shout out to Annie Young and one of our business partners, Emily Lynn. They are phenomenal women, and it's just amazing to be an all-woman tech team at the forefront of an industry that just dropped, like, in the state. Like, it may not look like it now, but we are literally making history, and it's exciting, you know, that investors and people in the community are truly behind us and backing us and supporting us. So it's just amazing. So more details on that, because I'll be talking a lot about fundraising really soon, especially with this cannabis tech company. But yeah, guys, this is just a random episode. I just felt like I owe you guys, like, more of me. And yeah, if you guys have questions about me personally, y'all already know my contact information. You can directly link to me below. Just click that link. says connect with Ariana, and you can shoot me an email, you know, all that information. But yeah, y'all, that's kind of the update. I just really appreciate you guys for tuning in. Make sure you share this podcast, subscribe on whatever platform you're on, share it with a friend if you think could be this story or my story could be encouraging. Like, you know, it's just phenomenal to be a young Black woman at 24 years old doing the things that I'm doing. And so I'm just grateful and I'm walking gratitude for those things. And, you know, y'all know me, I'm always about sharing resources and trying to figure out how I can help other people. So yeah, I'm just grateful. And quick shout out, this podcast is produced by C3 Talk to Me by Carinthia Croom. She's awesome. She's a dope Black woman here in Grand Rapids. Y'all know me, I just like supporting and shouting out other people. But thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you next week.